Welcome to the Agency of the Month, sponsored by Sprint on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This month's agency, the United States Postal Service.
I'm Julia Ziegler. Our guest today is Nagisa Manabe, Chief Marketing and Sales Officer for the U.S. Postal Service. I wanted to start by talking a little bit about your background, because when I was reading and preparing for this interview, I found it fascinating. You've worked for Campbell Soup, Coca-Cola, you've worked in the liquor industry. So tell us about those experiences and then what attracted you to the Postal Service.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I started my career at Procter & Gamble, and I then moved on to Johnson & Johnson, two iconic companies with a large roster of incredible brands. I had the good fortune of starting my career marketing on the Ivory brand, one of the America's oldest brands. But I've now come to find that the Postal Service is probably one of the oldest brands in the country, right? And so I find myself in a very lucky position of working on a brand that, you know, most people would never even be able to dream of the possibility of managing. It's an honor. It's a privilege. And the most amazing thing about the brand, I think, is that, you know, like the many of the other brands I've worked on, almost every American citizen has touched this brand at one point or the other, right? I mean, in fact, I suppose there's literally nobody in the country for whom they are not a customer of the Postal Service. How lucky are we?
So what was it that attracted you to the Postal Service then? Tell us about, you know, why make the leap? Why are you here now?
It is, in fact, probably one of the most exciting marketing challenges I've ever worked on, right? To be in this situation where we have this iconic brand with incredible reach and really the possibility of touching every American citizen, but also the idea that as much as we've done in innovating and creating new products for the Postal Service over the last several decades, there's so much more to do. And the industry right now is in such a dynamic growth and change position that I think it's just irresistible. It's a lot of fun.
I know you talked a little bit about the similarities, yeah, but what are some of the differences between USPS and some of these other companies you've worked for?
Yeah. You know, you'll probably find this really surprising, but actually one of the things that's most different is the pace of decision making at the Postal Service. You know, some of these big companies are actually pretty bureaucratic, filled with layers, lots of decision makers, many people who weigh into the decision around marketing. And here, that process is very streamlined, right? Really, it's myself, the direct reports who report in to the CMSO, making recommendations for the executive leadership team and the Postmaster General, and we make decisions every day. So it is it's actually a relief and quite refreshing to work in an organization where we can make decisions as quickly as we do and enact change every day.
Yeah, that's a definite help.
And isn't it a surprise? I think most people think that a federal organization like the United States Postal Service would be really bureaucratic, but that's really far from the truth. It's really the fastest-paced organization I've ever worked for. I can get on a plane, have a meeting with a customer, bring back an issue, and resolve that issue within hours. It's fantastic.
How does your experience at these other companies then also translate to USPS and help you here?
Well, you know, I mean, I think you wouldn't find it to be any surprise that the Postal Service is really an operations-driven organization. It's really all about service, right? It's all about delivering every piece of mail, every single package, every day. And because of that, actually the organization doesn't think much like a marketing organization on a day-to-day basis. So really what I'm doing in this job is taking some of that vast learning that I've had after over 20 years in packaged goods and bringing some of that learning into the Postal Service to apply that kind of thinking to the huge opportunities that lay ahead of us.
Which of those things do you think has helped you the most here? What has been the most effective? What do you look back, you've been here 5 months now, and say, I know that's not an incredibly long time, but what do you look back and say, you know what, I'm really proud that I've been able to make that kind of impact in 5 months?
Well, you know, I would say in terms of the fundamentals of marketing, probably the learning that I had at Procter & Gamble has had the most basic impact on what I do here. I'll give you a great example of that. When I started here, I looked at the way we spend our media and recognize that, in fact, we spend under 5% of our current media dollars on direct mail. And the surprising thing about that is what we normally recommend to our customers is that 15 to 20% of their investment should be in direct mail. And, you know, this is a time-honored thing that you learn right at the beginning of marketing, using your different media types appropriately and then, you know, investing the right amount in each form to cover your consumers a reasonable amount of time in terms of reach and frequency, right? So to now turn around and say, wow, you know, here we are at the Postal Service, and we're all spending less than 5%, then the first change that we made was to say that we were committed to spending at least 20% of our marketing dollars on direct mail and package communication, right?
And have you been able to do that so far, or are you in the process of doing that?
Well, our first national mailing in many years is actually going back, is going out right after elections, right after the holiday. And our plan is to hit every single household in America with a mailer that explains all of our holiday package and mailing services. So it highlights our holiday stamps, and it encourages consumers to get out there and buy stamps and send their cards early and to plan their packaging ahead of time, order online, or come to our post offices to pick up your boxes, and don't forget to ask your carrier to pick them up.
So you are the Postal Service, and you're marketing through the Postal Service. How does that work from a exchange of dollars perspective?
Obviously, we pay for printing and production, and I think that technically I am paying postage,
right,
but it's really just accounting, right?
Right, right, right.
So I think I'm very lucky. It's the reason why I believe that we'll probably end up spending more and more in communicating through the mail and through through our package products as well. Because think about this. If I mail you a box and it comes from the Postal Service, you would never not open that box, right? You're going to open the box and look through it because getting a parcel in the mail is exciting.
Before we go to break, I wanted to ask you to describe your typical day. What does the chief marketing and sales officer do at the U.S. Postal Service?
Well, really, I would say that I spend my time almost in equal measure, a third, a third, a third. About a third of the time is really very customer-focused, because many of the best ideas for where to take the marketing and the new products of the Postal Service come from our customers directly. Every day I get communications from customers, and in almost every case we come up with a new idea or a new action that will help to grow our revenue and help their business as well. So I would say at least a third of my time on customers. The other third of my time is really working the building, is the way I think about it. And what that is really working with each of the cross-functional teams to really build and create new marketing ideas and new products. Because new products are the lifeblood of the Postal Service, right? And then the final third is really building the organization. Many of the folks within the marketing and sales organization need more development and coaching and training, and so I spend a huge amount of my time really focused on making sure that the organization gets the input they need, the development they need, and the coaching and training they need.
We have to take a short break. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Nagisa Manabe, the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer for the U.S. Postal Service.
Not having your phone plan with Sprint can be expensive, real expensive. Luckily, if you're a United States Postal Service employee, you can save 25% off select Sprint monthly services. And for a limited time, also receive a $100 service credit per line when you switch to Sprint. Visit Sprint.com/USPS or go to a Sprint retail store in your area and mention that you're an employee, retiree, or contractor of the United States Postal Service. Sprint knows how hard members of the Postal Service work, and that's why they're making it easy for you to switch today and save. Visit Sprint.com/USPS and deliver yourself some savings. That's Sprint.com/USPS. Coverage not available everywhere. Ends 12/31/12. Subject to 2-year agreement, activation and early termination fees and other restrictions. Service credit will be credited within 3 invoices. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Nagisa Manabe, the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer for the U.S. Postal Service. During the break, you showed me the holiday mailer that the Postal Service is sending out. I wanted to have you talk a little bit more about this. One of the things I was saying to you during the break was that there is a lot in this mailer that it describes the kinds of services that the Postal Service offers and the kinds of stamps that people can buy. And what is the Postal Service doing to let people know about all these products? And do you think that is there a disconnect? Do people not know about all of these products?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the truth is, I think that people are not aware of many of the services that the Postal Service offers. I think, you know, we talked briefly about this earlier, but one of the things that I wasn't aware of when I started in this role is that if I order a flat rate box online from USPS.com, I can have that delivered to my house, it can be packed, and then I can have a carrier pick it up, which is really pretty surprising, right? I mean, it's really not something that I expected, and frankly, I am convinced that if we let every citizen of the U.S., every resident of the U.S. understand and really walk through the steps with them, they'd find us to be much more accessible. Because let's face it, what's more convenient than having someone pick it up right at your house, right? You don't need to go drop it off anywhere. You can just have them, you just schedule it online and they'll come pick it up for you.
And are there a lot of things online that you're trying to make people aware about? Are those the kinds of things that you're trying to make folks aware about?
Exactly. I mean, it's funny, right? Because from the beginning of time, I think people have been leaving letters with stamped envelopes in their box to be picked up, but it doesn't occur to them to have their packages picked up in the same way, right? Mm-hmm. But in the same way, all of the things that you'd expect to find online are online. Mm-hmm. So you can order any of our products, right? You can order any of our stamps. And in addition to the stamps, you can actually also order philatelic products and other products from the Postal Service. So we have pre-stamp envelopes. We have stationery with stamps included. We have all kinds of products, and I think people are just simply unaware, right? But I think that the most important thing is that it also provides a lot of information. So, for example, if you look at this mailer, you'll see that we have all of the key dates in there so that you know that if you deliver, for example, a priority mail package to the post office or ask to have it picked up by the 21st, it will get delivered by Christmas, right? I mean, I think that another one of the wonderful traditions about the Postal Service is the fact that we actually do deliver on Christmas Day. But I think that people take for granted that, you know, while they're busy going off to their holiday celebrations, folks at the Postal Service will be working right through the very day to ensure that every last gift and package that we can get delivered gets delivered. And so that's part of the promise that's in this mailer. And I guess the last thing that I would say about the communication in this mailer is it does actually give you some good instructions on other places you can go, partners that we work with, and other services that are available to make your holiday season a little bit easier. So I hope that folks will take the time to flip through it when it hits their mailbox. And if they have questions, of course, they should certainly call our customer care center or check back with us on USPS.com, where there's lots more information available.
Following up on that, how would you assess the Postal Service's overall image? And what's the biggest misperception, perhaps, that you hear and that you wish you could change?
Well, I think that there's two things, right? I think that that you often hear people say that they've had to wait in line a long time at the post office. And I would just say, you know, we've been working hard on that. And our wait time in line has declined dramatically over the years. So I would say, if you've ever had that issue, give us another try. I think you'll be surprised. We've been working on it. The other thing is, you know, we actually, our service is incredible. You know, one of the things that I've been most impressed about since I got here is really looking at how hard the operations team works to make sure that our service and our delivery is on time all the time. And you'll find that it is remarkable. I mean, I still am blown away when I think that a first-class letter that you mail today would really get almost anywhere in the country in less than a couple days. You know, and it's really pretty impressive. Absolutely. So I find that all too often there's a belief that things are going to take a long time, but the fact is we are fast, you know, and efficient, and when you go through the plants, you'd be blown away. I mean, it is speed at its finest. So
we talked about the mailer, but I'm wondering if there are any other projects you're working on that you're really excited about right now?
Oh, so many things. So, first of all, the last word on holiday is from November 8th on, it's game on. I mean, it's really, you know, it's all about the holidays, and our team will be working flat out, you know, around the clock to make sure every package, every letter gets delivered on time. So that's the biggest thing that's going on right now. But that said, we had an exciting announcement a couple weeks ago. We filed with a PRC, the Postal Regulatory Commission, and what we filed was a new product that we're going to put in test, MetroPost. Mm-hmm. It's a same-day delivery. It's going to be in select markets across the country. We're starting in one market as a test.
And San Francisco, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And our plan is in the next few weeks to begin delivery of packages the same day. So that means that you can order through the afternoon, and you can expect to have that package delivered to your home before 8 p.m. that day.
And is the idea that the Postal Service will work with specific companies like within that city, right, and then if someone were to go online and buy that product, right, then the Postal Service could pick up that product from
exactly
the company and deliver it to your door?
Exactly, exactly. And all we're really doing is leveraging our existing network of equipment and, you know, and capability to deliver something that we think will be a fantastic service for the American public. I mean, all too often you're at the doctor's and you want to fill a prescription. You want to get that prescription at your home that night, and maybe you're even too sick to bother to go to the drugstore. So wouldn't it be great if you could just order that and have it delivered to your home that same day? Or you know, maybe you've forgotten a good friend or a spouse's, you know, special occasion, and you need to deliver something to their home on that day, and you can pick up the phone and have that delivered through the Postal Service. So I think it's going to be an exciting new opportunity. And I think that we're excited. We've already had, over a few dozen companies contacting us, interested, many of them national companies, who would love to see us be successful in this test and then extend beyond that. So we're very hopeful. It's an exciting first step for us.
We talked there about some of the new projects and products. What other things do you see as the biggest opportunities for the Postal Service right now?
Well, you know, our bottom line is every day we have carriers going to every single location in the country, every business, every household. And we do that every afternoon, every morning. And because of that, we have a huge opportunity to get more leverage out of that existing network, right? So my job is really to work with my team to encourage folks to use the mail and to use our package services, but to also make those services more easily accessible, more different kinds of products, so that people can find ways to access our network. And that's really the job. I mean, it's an incredible network, and with dedicated employees, and I think that our job is really to make sure that those trucks are full of mail and packages every day.
And on the flip side then, what do you see as your biggest challenge or the biggest challenge for the Postal Service right now?
I think that the biggest challenge for the delivery industry in general, mm-hmm, is actually our biggest challenge, which is that consumer and customer expectations are changing rapidly, right? And our job is to keep pace with those rising expectations. You know, where Whereas we might have been surprised a few years ago to just be able to place an order online and be surprised that that package would show up, right? And that, I mean, I don't know if you can think back a decade ago, but 10 years ago, people used to ask the question, should I even give my credit card information
right.
online? Is
right.
that even safe, quote unquote, right? But then now to turn around and say, okay, I want to order something and I'd like to have it the very next day or the same day is incredible, right? So in a world of rising expectations and changing expectations, moving quickly enough and responding to customer and consumer needs is really the toughest task. Because I think keeping pace with that that pace of innovation and change is critically important, and having an entire organization move with that change is a big job.
We have to take a short break. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Nagisa Manabe, the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer for the U.S. Postal Service.
Not having your phone plan with Sprint can be expensive, real expensive. Luckily, if you're a United States Postal Service employee, you can save 25% off select Sprint monthly services. And for a limited time, also receive a $100 service credit per line when you switch to Sprint. Visit Sprint.com/USPS or go to a Sprint retail store in your area and mention that you're an employee, retiree, or contractor of the United States Postal Service. Sprint knows how hard members of the Postal Service work, and that's why they're making it easy for you to switch today and save. Visit Sprint.com/USPS and deliver yourself some savings. That's Sprint.com/USPS. Coverage not available everywhere. Ends 12/31/12. Subject to 2-year agreement, activation and early termination fees and other restrictions. Service credit will be credited within 3 invoices. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Nagisa Manabe, Chief Marketing and Sales Officer for the U.S. Postal Service. Before the break, we were talking about some of the biggest opportunities and the biggest challenges for the Postal Service right now. I wonder how important are innovative new approaches to marketing the Postal Service to the Postal Service's future success. I mean, we talked about the mailer, for example, but how important is, you know, what your office is doing on a daily basis to let people know about these things?
Right. Well, you know, I think that innovation and change is critically important because it is a changing world, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that we have many, many examples of the kinds of partnerships we're creating that will make a big difference in the future. Mm-hmm. So an example, a couple years ago, Steve Jobs, we heard the story from the Apple folks, was, I think, on his way home from a dinner party. And he decided that he would like to be able to have an app so that he could mail a thank you card in the mail on his way home from a dinner. And wouldn't it be great if he could have it personalized and sent right from his iPhone? So he did create an app to do exactly that. And that's the sort of innovation which I think will be critically important to our future. You know, because everyone should be able to do that. You know, because maybe he didn't have a postcard in his pocket, and I can't believe he didn't have stamps in his wallet. But since he didn't, how great is it that you can now go online and onto your mobile phone and open up an app, order a postcard, and have it mailed that very day, right? It's exciting, right? That kind of innovation will make a huge difference in the future. Another example is Hallmark greeting cards. You know, you're used to buying them in a gift store or in a Hallmark store, but you can also get them online. They can be personalized, and you can send a greeting card all around the country right online. And that kind of change is going to make it easier and easier for folks to mail personal communications. And because the reality is, you know, everyone always talks about all the steps that you have to go through to make, you know, to mail something, but this sort of makes it really easy. And who doesn't like getting a card in the mail from their friend, right? So that kind of thing I think will make a huge difference. On a larger scale, if you look at things like our direct and standard mail, we've done a number of new promotions, and many of those things are going to help our mailers to really better access the mail as well. Because as you know, every form of media can be effective, but generally media is most effective when multiple different kinds are used in concert with each other. So most of our mailers know that if they mail a catalog, but they also push an email out at the same time, or they communicate through the television at the same time, all those forms of media together, working in concert with each other, actually recruit more consumers to transact with their businesses. So I think one of the most important things we're doing is we're looking for ways to link the various forms of media to drive the effectiveness of what our customers are doing to communicate with their consumers.
I know we talked a little bit earlier about one of the first things that you did when you got here is look at the amount of marketing dollars that were being spent on direct mail, 5%, yes, as compared to what the Postal Service typically recommends its customers do, 15 to 20%. I know one of the things, you know, that other organizations deal with in tight economies is that marketing dollars get cut,
right,
or maybe sometimes it's the first thing that gets cut.
Right.
So is your office in particular dealing with tighter budgets? And if so, how do you deal with that at the same time when you are trying to do all these interesting and innovative marketing pushes to consumers?
Right. I think, first of all, it is true that in a tough economy or with significant budget challenges, that every dollar we spend needs to be effective. So there's no doubt of that. But that said, we're committed to investing in the mail and our package business. You know, to put it in perspective, our package business continues to grow at a significant pace. And really, because of that, we need to invest behind growth, and we know that. So we're actually increasing our investment behind our package communication. And in fact, many of our standard and pre-sorted first-class mail segments are also growing. So because of that, our commitment is to continue to invest behind the parts of the business that are growing and healthy, and to shore up the parts of the business which would, with a little bit of nurturing, see better growth, right? So we're actually standing firm on our commitment in advertising, but what we are looking is to really use all that we know about direct mail marketing and direct marketing and targeted marketing in general to make sure that the efficiency and effectiveness of what we are spending is working as hard as it can for us.
What would you say is your number one priority right now?
Well, you know, this is pretty funny, but when I started in this job, I said, gee, I wish my title wasn't so long, and instead of calling me the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer, I wish you could just call me the Chief Revenue Officer, right? Because my job is to help the Postal Service grow, right? And that's really my primary focus. Everything I do every day, I ask myself, will it actually help to profitably grow our top line growth? And that's really my job.
And before we leave, I just wanted to ask you if there is anything else that we missed.
I guess the only other thing I would say is, you know, the thing that probably surprised me the most coming into the Postal Service is not the commitment and the hard work of the organization, which I knew before I came here, because I love my letter carriers and I love the folks that I interact with at the Postal Service. But I think that what the American public may be less aware of is how innovative the Postal Service actually is. I mean, we're launching new products every day, coming up with new ways to access the mail and to deliver packages. And that innovative spirit of the Postal Service is something that I hope that everyone knows. And I hope that they know how committed we are to continuing to keep pace with the change that we're seeing throughout the U.S. economy, and our commitment to serving our public with those innovations day in and day out. So I think that innovative spirit is the one thing I hope that folks really know and that they'll take to heart. And frankly, if they have great ideas, I sure hope they'll send me a letter and let me know what their ideas are, because the door is open. I love getting letters from the public, from customers, consumers, telling us what kinds of ideas they think would make a difference to the service we offer today.
And where, finally, where do you see the Postal Service in 1 year, 5 years, 20 years?
You know, one of the things, I don't know if you've been to the Postal Museum recently.
I have not been.
You should go. The Postal Museum is a wonderful retrospective on how the Postal Service has helped to change the American economy over time, our impact on trains, on airplanes, the airline industry. It's pretty remarkable, right? And I think that our commitment going forward, 5, 10, 20 years, is that we will continue to keep pace with the change in the U.S. economy so that we're as vibrant a delivery service in 20 years as we were 100 years ago. You know, so that's our commitment. And I think that I believe you might not recognize, you know, you might not recognize us 20 years from now because we will have changed so much, but we'll still be there delivering letters, packages, and any other form of communications required to every household in America 20 years from now. And I think that it's an exciting future. Lots of change ahead.
I think that is a great place to end. Our thanks to Nagisa Manabe, the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer for the U.S. Postal Service, for being this week's guest on Agency of the Month. I'm Julia Ziegler.
You've been listening to Agency of the Month, sponsored by Sprint on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This month's agency is the United States Postal Service. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Wednesday mornings at 11 AM, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.